The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The Russian scientist Ivan Pavlov famously discovered that he could develop conditioned reflexes in dogs. He could make them salivate at the sound of a bell. And now, at the Woods Hole Marine Biological Laboratory, researchers are doing essentially the same thing with fish, testing a plan to train sea bass to catch themselves by swimming into a net on cue.
It takes a concerted training effort of a few weeks with daily sound cues and then a reward by feeding to get fish trained to this acoustic training regime.
Scott Lindell is the project leader at Woods Hole.
We are offering perhaps a new way to selectively harvest hatchery-raised fish that have been released to the wild environment. The principal benefits of that is it would relieve pressure on wild stocks while still offering opportunity to keep fishermen employed.
More on what they're calling Pavlov's fish after this. Hatchery fish trained to return to captivity on a sound cue. It's a project at Woods Hole underwritten by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Fish can be trained. The next question is, how long can they retain that memory?
Andy Lozier, an aquaculture specialist with NOAA, aims to find out.
The sound of the mechanical device that they know is going to deliver feed, they will, you know, migrate to that sound.
Fish hatcheries might be a little skeptical at first until they understand the potential.
After the fish were to be fed and reached market size, then they could be recaptured by this net.
That's right. Fish trained to swim into a net on cue. Scott Lindell says it's a way to raise hatchery fish in open water and still get them back.
Fishermen cooperatives could jointly contract or raise hatchery fish themselves, stock them in areas where fishing has depleted local stocks, where there's still plenty of natural food for the fish to forage on, and make a living out of it.
Sometimes I wonder if Pavlov had any idea what he was starting. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, July 18th, 2008.